I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning in to FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled, Bad Credit Can Be Repaired. If you have bad credit, whether it's your own fault or caused by something beyond your control, the good news is that bad credit can be repaired. The bad news is that it will take a while and some discipline and effort. In order to fix your credit, you must first know where the problems are. The way to find out where there are blemishes on your credit is to request a copy of your credit report from each of the credit reporting agencies. You are entitled to a free credit report from each of the agencies once per year. The numbers for the credit reporting agencies at the time of this publication are as follows. Equifax is 1-800-685-1111. TransUnion is 800-888-4213. And Experian is 800-422-4879. Once you have received your credit reports, examine them diligently. Make sure everything is accurate, even the problems. When you have pinpointed the problems, contact the lenders associated with the problems and discuss possible remedies. Remember that everything is negotiable. If there are any errors on your credit report, it is important to contact the lenders or creditors associated with those items on your report and demand that the report be amended. I stress that everything is negotiable, and for everything you negotiate, obtain written terms of the agreement you reach with the company. It is very important to know if your original lender has sold your delinquent debt to a collection company. If you are late paying an outstanding debt, you may receive letters from a company other than the original lender. Sometimes the lender has contracted with an agency to assist in the collection of the debt. Other times, the lender has sold the debt to a company at a reduced price, and whatever is collected, over and above the amount the debt was sold for, the company that purchased the debt keeps as a profit. You should document whom you've contacted, when contact was made, and follow up the contact with a letter that is mailed certified with return receipt requested. You should also keep a copy of all correspondence received and letters sent in order to be able to prove your arguments if necessary. Another important facet to your credit report is the number of accounts you have open and on which ones you carry a revolving balance. Simply put, when applying for a mortgage or a car loan, lenders won't only be concerned with how well you make payments, they will also be concerned with the amount of credit accessible to you and how much of it you are currently using. If you open up a store account credit card every time there is a new promotion, beware, because if you already have a few other credit cards, you are only making it tougher on yourself to get a loan with favorable terms. Starting now, you should implement a strategy for improving your credit standing in the future with potential lenders. One such strategy is 1. Pay down as many credit cards as you can, and maybe even consolidate balances to one card with a lower interest rate. However, if you consolidate, remember to close the account from which you transferred the balance. 2. Close all credit card accounts with zero balances except for 2 or 3 reputable cards. Having any more open cards is dangerous because you may use them, and it also doesn't put you in as favorable a view to the lenders. 3. Request from each credit card company with which you have closed an account a letter stating that the account is closed at the cardholder's request and that the account has a zero balance at the time the account was closed. If you have implemented some steps to make corrections to your credit report or have closed out accounts, wait a few months and order a new credit report to ensure the appropriate changes have been made. Most lenders base how much they will lend to you and at what interest rate on your credit score, in addition to some other factors. Your credit score is determined by a formula that takes into consideration many factors about your financial life, including the debt-to-income ratio, timeliness of payments, and amount of credit to which you have access, just to name a few. The higher your score, the better your chances of obtaining a lower interest rate and other favorable terms on the loan you request. Typically, banks and other lending companies judge you by your income and the information contained in your credit report. That being the case, you should want to make sure that your credit report accurately reflects your diligence and responsibility in paying your bills. The worse your credit report looks, usually the higher the interest rate you will be stuck with on loans and credit cards. Here, I'll briefly touch on a subject that should be the subject of another book or article. It relates to a situation in which you are unable to make even your minimum payments to certain of your bills. In the event you find yourself in that situation, you may be considering bankruptcy. But there are other ways to do damage control before moving forward to bankruptcy. You may be merely hitting a bump in the road, and the remedy that will put you back on track may be just around the corner. One way to do damage control is to pay what you can toward each account that is or will soon be delinquent. Even if it is $5 toward the account, pay that by check or money order to the creditor and send them a letter briefly outlining your situation. Make sure you date and sign the letter and make a copy of the letter and the payment before you mail it. Keep a log of the payments made and the dates that they were made as evidence in case the situation worsens or it appears that the creditor is not accurately reflecting your payments in the subsequent statements of account. While dealing with them on the telephone, you want to try to convince them of your good faith and intention to pay the debt. Attempt to win their sympathy to your situation and then follow through with your plan for payments, no matter how small. Just keep the account active. By failing to make any payment, you may cause the company to take action against you, which can be costly if you are sued and will be costly in other ways as it will result in your having a lower credit score. The key is to make some payment and send a letter stating that this is a good faith payment and that additional funds are forthcoming. Give an estimate of a time frame for when you expect the next payment to be made. Your goal is to avoid having the lender or company to whom you owe the money send your account to either the collections department within the company or outsource it to a collection agency. Even if your account has already been sent to a collection agency, it can be recalled and be handled by the regular billing department if you make a convincing argument that you will be back on track forthwith. If your account is outsourced to a collection company, know that they can be ruthless and cause you extreme stress and anxiety. If your account is sent to collection, you will probably receive calls and letters at home and or at work stating that the collection agency will sue you, put a lien on your home, repossess the goods which secure the debt, or any combination of what I just said. Unfortunately, they can actually do these things within the limits of state and federal law, of course. But in any event, once your account is delinquent or sent to either in-house collection or even worse, to a collection agency, your credit score will begin to fall. It is important for you to know your rights. The way to educate yourself on those rights is to visit your state's Attorney General's office website and look for information concerning consumer rights. You should also review the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Know that your inability to make payments, if you are ever unfortunate enough to encounter such a time in your life, it will be temporary. If you can manage the chaos and perform damage control by making whatever payment you are able to make in a timely fashion to each of the accounts, there is a good chance that your accounts will remain within the in-house billing departments. It is almost certainty that in the future, entities other than lenders will be using your credit information to determine certain things, such as insurance premiums, or whether you are a good risk to a prospective employer or landlord. Do your best to keep your credit history in good order, and if it is not so great at this point, begin a plan for improving it moving forward. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, Bad Credit Can Be Repaired. Thank you for checking us out.